Jesus promised his disciples many things. One of those promises that we can stand on with shouts of praise and hallelujah is that if they persecuted him, which they did, they're also going to persecute us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Now there's a cheery thought, amen? But it's true, isn't it? In places like where I live, Christians have had it pretty easy for a good many years. In other places, they've been severely persecuted. Wherever you live, whatever your situation, persecution is either here or it's just around the corner. And as much as the rising tide of persecution comes as a shock to those who've had it easy up to this point, it's nothing new, writes the wise old Apostle Paul to his ministry protege Timothy in his second letter, chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Everyone who wants to live showing true devotion to God in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. People who are evil and cheat others will become worse and worse. They'll fool others, but they'll also be fooling themselves. Who are those who'll be persecuted? Everyone who wants to live showing true devotion to God in Christ Jesus. So the easiest way to avoid persecution, it would seem, is to stop showing that true devotion to Christ, simply to blend in and become part of the crowd. After all, I can just believe in Jesus in private and look like everyone else in public. The perfect solution for avoiding persecution. But as Charles Spurgeon once said, it will be a sad day for the church and for the world when there is no distinction between the children of God and those of this world. Friend, you are the light of the world. Stop trying to blend in. That's God's word fresh for you today. Life can be tough. God gets that, which is why his door is always open to you, to listen to you as you pour your heart out to him. And the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.